3.
Vorhang 3.
Lecture 3, predestined egg. Now.
Vorhang 3, vorbestimmtes Ei.
Who would ever think of a predestined egg?
Wer würde je ein vorbestimmtes Ei denken?
Interesting idea, isn't it?
Eine interessante Idee.
A predestined egg.
Ein vorbestimmtes Ei.
Well, let's see what our information is here. My destiny is predestined by what I am. My potential is, you have the list here, my potential is spelled out in my genes, chromosome package. Every change is predisposed but not predestined. Humanity buys into the status quo.
Mein Schicksal ist vorbestimmt von dem, was ich bin. Meine Möglichkeit liegt in meinen Genen, in meinem Chromosomenpaket. Und jede Änderung ist predisposed.
It is the direction in which it goes. Every change has a direction in which it is going.
Jeder Wechsel hat eine Richtung in die der Wechsel geht. Es ist aber nicht vorbestimmt.
And humanity buys into the status quo.
Und die Menschheit
the statement that we often have is, my destiny is predisposed by who and what I am.
Wir sagen oft, mein Schicksal ist vorbestimmt von dem, was ich bin.
And what does that mean, to have it predestined by what I am?
Und was heißt das, vorbestimmt zu sein bei dem, was ich, von dem, was ich bin?
Well, the concept is that by our genes and chromosomes, by our DNA, by all of the structural makeup of our body with its cells and with its bone structure and with its everything that makes it up, it is predestined to go a certain direction.
Wir sagen, dass der Körper durch seine Gene, Chromosomen, Zellen und was auch immer vorbestimmt ist, in welche Richtung der Körper geht.
Gerard and I were just discussing the idea that the body is predisposed to obsolescence.
Dass der Körper vorbestimmt ist zu obsolescence.
It wears out. The cars are built to wear out after so many 100,000 miles, you know. And people are designed to wear out after so many years.
Menschen sind vorbestimmt zu altern nach so und so vielen Jahren. It's not predestined, no? Not predestined.
Predisposed. Predestined means there is no way around it. Mm-hmm. That's what it is, and that's what it is. You have 12 X's, and these 12 X's are going to be used up over a period of time, and when all the X's are gone, that's all she writes.
It's predisponiert.
I'm sorry?
It has the inclination to do it, but it's not destined to do it.
Predisposed is the inclination, that's correct, yeah. Now, if any of you feel predisposed to offer suggestions on our predestined ideas here, feel free to just speak right up, because I'm not laughing, because if Sylvia and Ellen have difficulty in understanding what it means to translate for somebody else, they have difficulty in understanding what it means for their own purposes. And we are using vain words if we are not having them understood. We want to use words that people understand. I'm not trying to use the gigantic words of the dictionary. Now, you can give Rosalie a little bit of that.
Wenn jemand von euch sich disponiert fühlt, die vorbestimmten Sätze zu helfen, zu übersetzen, dann tut es. Herb sagt, dass wenn wir Mühe haben, ein Wort zu übersetzen, ist es nicht nur, weil das Wort schwierig ist, sondern weil wir es schwierig finden zu verstehen. So, wenn immer ihr Hilfe geben wollt, so seid ihr gekommen.
Verstehe? Wenn man sagt ein Wort und hat kein verstanden, was das Wort ist, es ist schlecht. Ja?
Schwierig zum Übersetzen dann, wenn du es nicht selbst verstehst.
Ja. Schmeier. No, it's very important because these are simple words, but they're powerful. Gerd and I were discussing our body has built in it the wearing out mechanism. Go ahead.
Gerd und ich haben besprochen, dass der Körper diese Altersbedingungen in sich eingeschlossen hat.
We have built into us the wearing out mechanism. We have built into us the wearing out mechanism. We have built into us the wearing out mechanism.
Wir haben das in uns, wir haben diesen Alterungsprozess in uns eingebaut. Wir haben das in uns eingebaut. Wir haben
Say it.
Wir haben das nicht geplant.
It's planted in us.
Es ist in uns.
It is planted in us by our society. Our society says you have to grow old.
Unsere Gesellschaft sagt, du musst alt werden.
The insurance program says you will live to so many years.
Die Versicherungen sagen, du wirst so und so viele Jahre leben.
And you know, I love looking at the life stories of some people.
Ich liebe es, die Lebensgeschichte verschiedener Menschen anzusehen.
He wrote these magnificent pieces of literature. He wrote this beautiful music. He painted these beautiful paintings.
Er hat diese wunderbaren Worte geschrieben. Er hat diese herrlichen Bilder gemalt.
Wow, I say.
Wow, sage ich.
He died at 30.
Und er starb mit 30.
Interesting, huh?
Interessant, nicht?
We should do as much by dying at 300. It's built in by the community, by the world. One cell from our body put into a dish and fed solution, which is normal, will live forever. It's not tuned in to the expiration cult in us. It's stupid for us to do this. I lost 10 pounds, or 15, and I went into the doctor for my annual physical. And he says, oh my gosh, you lost 15 pounds.
Und er sagt, oh mein Gott, Sie haben 15 Pfund verloren.
I said, doctor, I did it on purpose.
Und ich sagte, Herr Doktor, ich hab's absichtlich
getan. Oh, wonderful. I thought maybe you were sick.
Oh, that's good. Ich hab schon gedacht, Sie wären krank.
Well, doctor, I thought if we were overweight, that we were sick.
Doctor, ich hab gedacht, wenn wir Übergewicht haben, sind wir krank.
If you are happy in any size body and you like yourself, and you don't judge yourself, you can live as long as you want, my doctor said. And he's from Korea.
Der Doktor sagte, wenn du glücklich bist mit irgendeinem Gewicht, und dann kannst du für immer leben. Und er ist von Korea.
It is not what your body is, it's what your mind is.
Es ist nicht, was dein Körper ist, es ist, was dein Geist ist.
We said here, my destiny is predestined by what I am. What am I?
Was bin ich?
I am a sinner. I am an ugly person. I can only live so long. I'm put down by everything.
Ich bin ein Sündner. Ich
ein schlechter Leiter.
Now,
schlecht. Are you that way?
No,
just now. Do you ever tell yourself that you're that way because you do something stupid?
Sagst du dir das hier?
You see? Even, no more important than just say, God, that was a terrible thing. That was a stupid thing. I shouldn't have driven so fast. I should have done this. I should have done that. You know, I should have done. That tears you to pieces. You want to know another killer? I'll give it to you for nothing. It's called anger. You have anger in your body and it tears you to pieces. Don't disturb anybody else. They ignore you. They ignore you. They get out of your way. Yeah, so we have this life that we are told is predestined and we believe it. We look at the insurance chart and it says, last year people lived until they were 70 years old. This year they're living until they're 70 and a half years old. And next year it's going to be to 73 quarters, then maybe go back to 69 and then maybe up to 80.
Wir gucken uns die Versicherungskartei an und da sagt es, letztes Jahr war die Lebenserwartung 71 Jahre, nächstes Jahr wird es 71,5 und dann 73, 3 Viertel. Und dann geht es vielleicht wieder zurück zu
That's negative programming.
Das ist negatives Programmieren.
From a reliable source.
Von einer offiziellen Seite.
Now, what do you think?
Was glaubt ihr?
Do you think it's good to eat sugar or bad? Do you think it's good to eat salt or bad? Do you think it's good to eat processed foods or bad?
Glaubt ihr, dass es gut ist, Zucker zu essen oder dass es nicht gut ist? Glaubt ihr, dass es gut ist, Salz zu essen oder dass es nicht gut ist?
You're an idiot.
Verarbeitetes Essen oder nicht?
It's neither good nor bad to do any of those things.
Es ist weder gut noch schlecht, irgendwas von dem.
You eat what you eat when you follow your inner awareness, your inner wisdom.
Du isst.
You don't eat because the doctors tell you this is right.
Du isst nicht, weil die Ärzte dir sagen, dass das richtig ist.
The scientists tell you this is right.
Dass die Wissenschaftler dir sagen, dass das richtig ist.
At one point they said so much salt was bad.
Irgendwann sagten die, so und so viel Salz ist schlecht.
Another point they tell you, oh my, you must have more salt in your diet.
Und ein anderes Mal sagten sie, oh, du musst mehr Salz.
The same with sugar.
Und das selbe mit Zucker.
And you get your good cholesterol and your bad cholesterol. Keep track of your bad cholesterol because you don't want to let it get out of hand. You know the best way to keep track of good health for you? Just listen to your heart. You know what little babies do? Their mommies don't give them enough of this or that or the other thing, so they chew it off the wood on the crib. They eat the paint on their crib. It may not be good for them, it may kill them, but at least it gets into them something that they were missing. My potential is spelled out by my genes and chromosomes and DNA and every other good way.
Meine Möglichkeiten sind ausgesprochen durch meine Gene und meine Chromosome.
Look, where did genes, DNA, chromosomes, all that stuff come from?
Woher kommen die Gene und die Chromosomen?
It comes from the stock of Mama and Papa.
Es kommt von Mama und Papa.
Why does it miss somebody?
Warum lässt es jemanden aus?
Why is one kid a genius and the other kid a dunce?
Warum ist ein Kind ein Genie und das andere dumm?
Why does one kid have some terrible disease and the other kid's not?
Warum hat das eine Kind eine schlimme Krankheit und das andere nicht?
Why do some people have diabetes and others not? Same family.
Warum ist ein Kind ein Diabetiker und das andere nicht in derselben Familie?
All a matter of consciousness.
Alles eine Sache des Bewusstseins.
Now, just because it's a matter of consciousness doesn't mean that it's easy.
Nur weil es eine Sache des Bewusstseins ist, heißt das nicht, dass es leicht ist.
Because we can be taught these things.
Weil wir diese Dinge gelehrt werden können.
We go to the saint here.
Wir gehen hier zum Saint.
We say, Saint,
wir sagen, Saint,
how come you're not as intelligent as your brother?
Wie kommt es, dass du nicht so intelligent bist wie dein Bruder?
How come you're not as good on the basketball field as your brother and on the soccer field? Your brother's a winner all the time.
Dein Bruder ist ein Sieger überall. Wie kommt es, dass du nicht so gut im Fußball?
And Saint, where were you when manners were passed out?
Und wo warst du, wenn die Manieren, als die Manieren ausgeteilt worden sind?
And talent, my God, look at your sisters. They both play music beautifully and you can't even carry a tune. What's going to happen to the saint if he listens to that stuff? He may get sick of it and say, no way. Or he may hear that and say, well, why try? Why try? I'm not good at sports. I'm not good at music. I'm not good with girls. Hey, how'd that get in there? But you see, we can be talked out of a lot of things. And we can be talked into a lot of silly things too. But we will take that just for a moment a little further. When the saint was born, he chose to be in a family that was going to give him this hard time. And he was either going to rise up and overwhelm it or be put down by it. And what did you do, sir? The hard way? No, no. You rose over it. Yes. You like girls, don't you? They're all right. Yeah. And you like school. And you get good grades in every course you take. And you're an excellent musician. Yeah, you know that, you know. And you're an actor. And you're a writer. Schauspieler. You're a writer. Yeah. And you have a good appetite. And you see, and you have a good body, you're a healthy kid. You haven't got four legs and six arms, you know. But you see, you turn the tide by your choice. People who are born in families that have various problems, some agree to take on the problem and some don't.
Kinder, die in eine Familie geboren werden mit Problemen, manche nehmen sie an und die anderen nicht.
The genes and chromosomes really have nothing to do with what we do.
Die Gene und die Chromosomen haben wirklich nichts damit zu tun, wer wir.
They may make us have red hair, or they may make us have blonde skin or dark skin, they may make us have lots of different things, but it doesn't make any difference.
Die machen vielleicht, dass wir rote Haare haben oder eine helle Haut, aber anderweitig machen sie überhaupt nichts anderes.
It's who we are. You know, I have known a lot of black people in my life.
Ich habe viele Schwarze in meinem Leben kennengelernt.
I've had three or four guys come up to me and say, "Watch it, you know I'm black, don't you?"
Und ich hatte drei oder vier von diesen, die auf mich zukamen und sagten, "Pass auf, ich bin schwarz."
I said, "No, I didn't notice."
Und ich sagte, ich hab's gar nicht gemerkt.
I treat you as a human being, and I like you as a human being, and I enjoy your company as a human being, but as a black, you sure are a CS character, you know. You're, I wouldn't associate with you because you're black. I associate with you because you're a great guy.
Großer Mensch,
ja.
Hm.
Yeah, it's good. Thank you.
Unabhängig von der,
and that too, yeah. Mm-hmm. So what we want to do is to realize that every change, even every change is predisposed but not predestined.
Also jeder Wechsel ist predisponiert, aber nicht vorbestimmt.
Predisposed means where are we putting our consciousness?
Predisposed.
What are we thinking about?
Woran und worüber denken wir?
We always go back to Ellen's kid. He was a normal kid in school. And he was playing around a lot. And his teacher says, "I want to talk to your parents." So Ellen went in to see the teacher, and the teacher says, "I want to talk to you about your son." And Ellen says, "You want to talk to me about my genius son?" And the teacher said, "Send your husband in here." So her husband comes in there and says, "You want to talk to me about our genius son?" And so instead of being angry at the boy because he was stupid, the teacher thought perhaps he should look at him with the new eye.
So anstelle ärgerlich zu sein über den Sohn, hat der Lehrer gedacht, vielleicht muss ich ihn mit anderen Augen betrachten.
And he passed the top of his class.
Und er war einer der besten, wurde einer der besten.
Because the teacher began to expect the best out of him.
Weil der Lehrer anfing, das Beste von ihm zu erwarten.
See, even though Diego had two exquisite parents.
Obwohl Diego zwei ausgezeichnete Elternteile hatte.
Ellen was too busy with her tennis.
War Ellen viel zu beschäftigt mit ihrem Tennis.
Elias was too busy with being a money creator for all his friends.
Und Elias war viel zu beschäftigt, um Geld zu beschaffen.
He'd just come home and say, "That's a good soccer game you played." And Ellen would say, "Your tennis is not quite as good as it should be." And so he had his values mixed up. But by a fluke, they changed it, and the miracle boy arose. He could have taken an entirely different path. Without respect for education, the path you take is oftentimes very devastating. That's disposition.
Das ist prädisponiert.
And it is not predestination.
Und es ist nicht vorbestimmt.
It's not fate.
Es ist nicht Schicksal.
We have to be very careful of those things. Because this is what the world will throw at us if we're willing to bite it. If you're a master,
wenn du ein Meister bist,
you are untouched by the world around you.
Bist du nicht berührt von der Welt um dich herum.
Garrett and I were talking in his talk time. See, that's his problem for having the first talk here. And Garrett said he wanted to have certain things happen in his life. But the very principle that I teach was an anathema to him. Anathema, it is a destructive idea. And do you want to say what that destructive idea was?
To mention a problem, always look for a solution.
Say it again.
Don't mention a problem, always look for
Don't mention the difficulty or the what did we say? Not program. Don't mention the problem. The problem. Don't mention the problem, mention the solution. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
This is tough for everybody. Because everybody is used to telling the problem before you go to the solution. Well, now, if you had all met me many years ago, I would have let you talk about the problem before the solution because I was trained that that was what you must do. But times changed, and I had quite a number of people coming by who wanted to tell me their problem. And I said, look, you're paying me $50 an hour, and others were paying $100 an hour. And if you want to spend that hour talking about your problem, good. If you want to spend that hour talking about what your solution you want, good.
Und ich sagte, schau, du zahlst mir $50 oder andere zahlten sogar $100 die Stunde, um mit mir zu sprechen. Wenn du diese Zeit brauchen willst, um über ein Problem zu sprechen, gut.
I was a religious science practitioner.
Ich war ein religious science Praktiker.
And they do good work.
Und die tun gute Arbeit.
But after a while I got so tired of that. Like a psychiatrist who takes on the pains of his patients. I said, I will not do that anymore, even for $100 an hour. If you come to me and you tell me your problem, I have a little tuning switch right here. I tune it off while you're talking. And then when I see you take a big breath, I know you got it all out. Then I tune up the volume. And I say, and now what would you like to accomplish? It's wonderful. Then I am not filled with what they have to get rid of before they get what they want to have. You see, I'm not predestined to listen to people's problems. It's not fate that's making me do this. You like that word better, huh?
Yeah.
So, I don't have to do this. You don't have to do this. How do you begin to work toward using your own predisposition of wholeness? Our friend Einstein was a rather brilliant man. And when they took his brain apart after he left it alone, they found all these little ribbons of material which normally go between the brain lobes separating them, not present in Mr. Einstein's head.
Fanden Sie das in Herr Einsteins Gehirn, diese Zwischenbänder, die normalerweise die zwei Gehirnhälften haben?
He had instant access throughout his brain to all areas.
Er hatte auch augenblicklichen Zugang zu allen Bereichen seines Gehirns.
It made it difficult for him at times to do what was practical.
Das machte es manchmal schwierig für ihn, das zu tun, was praktisch war.
Because he was always off on some fantastic area of thinking that was beyond the normal, the human area, into the absolute.
Weil er immer in so fantastischen Bereichen des Denkens war, die außerhalb des menschlichen Denkens und ins Absolute gingen.
He never allowed society to disturb him.
Er erlaubte nie, dass die Gesellschaft ihn störte.
One day he went to work at school teaching without his pants. He forgot them.
Eines Tages ging in an Universität zu lehren ohne seine Hosen.
After that, his wife was always at the front door to make sure that he was all together. But he didn't care. He was off in that land beyond dimension of today. And this is what you and I can do. He lived a very happy and a very fulfilled life. Not the way you might think. He didn't need a home, he didn't need a wife, he didn't need children, he didn't need a job in school, he was in his mind.
Er brauchte kein Haus, keine Frau, keine Schule, er lebte in seinem Haus.
And yet, every minute he had a woman around him.
Und doch hatte er jeden Moment eine Frau.
He had his children.
Er hatte seine Kinder.
He had houses.
Er hatte Häuser.
The universities would supply him with lovely places to live. And the college kids would come over and mow his lawn and tend his garden for him. Come and clean the house, wash the windows. He didn't care. When he looked out the window, he looked through the window. The window wasn't even there. He saw the magic of the world. By creating his own mind free of any human limitation. Think about that. How do you work with the changes you'd like in your life? What sort of changes would you like in your life? You say, well, I'd like to walk my spiritual path. Well, there's no way you can get away from not doing it. Now, what do you consider walking your spiritual path in a beneficial, in a good way? Now, Gerd thinks it's good to walk the path, massage people and feed people and train people for their higher understanding of themselves.
Nun, der Gerd denkt, dass es eine gute Art ist, den Weg zu gehen, indem Leute massiert und
now, Diäten verschreibt. Gerd didn't ask this question, but he could have.
Gerd hat diese Frage nicht gestellt, aber er könnte es gefragt haben.
Well, Herb, what would you do? And what answer would I give, Gerd? Bitte? Why am I doing anything? Am I working with the people so that they can grow and expand their consciousness and become more spiritually oriented to their divinity and stuff like that? Or do I have another direction?
Arbeite ich mit den Leuten damit sie spirituell wachsen und
Yes, sir. This is testing time.
I get the impression you enjoy yourself.
Oh, you got a good impression. Who do I give lectures for?
Wem gebe ich Vorträge?
To yourself?
For myself. And if nobody listens, do I care?
Und wenn niemand zuhört, stört mich das?
Do I have a good time?
Habe ich immer eine gute Zeit?
Do I share sometimes the same illustration over and over again?
Sage ich manchmal die gleichen Beispiele immer und immer wieder?
You think maybe I'm getting a little senile and I'm forgetting about it? No. No. What is the reason for giving some of these illustrations over and over again in different cloak is to have you see it differently.
Der Grund, warum ich diese Beispiele immer und immer wieder verwende, ist, damit ihr sie von einer anderen Seite betrachten könnt.
When you see it differently, you will observe it differently and come to a different conclusion for yourself.
Wenn ihr sie auf andere Art und Weise betrachtet, dann kommt ihr zu einem anderen Schluss.
I have... Let's see, 498 billion other illustrations that I don't use because I don't want to confuse you. So I just stay with a few that will really, you know, amuse you.
Ich habe, sagen wir, 498 Billionen andere Beispiele, aber ich bleibe bei den wenigen, die ich euch erzähle, weil ich euch nicht verwirren möchte.
Every once in a while I pull out a new one and Ellen said, I didn't know that.
So, von Zeit zu Zeit nehme ich eine neue hervor und Ellen sagt, die habe ich nie gehört.
What amuses me most in the illustrations I do give,
was mich am meisten amüsiert in den Beispielen, die ich gebe,
is that sometimes your comment is, oh, you're just tooting your horn.
Das ist, dass ihr sagt, oh, du klopfst dir nur auf die Schulter.
You're just taking credit for what you've done, or maybe didn't do. Anyone welcome to jump in anytime. And, oh, you're just using something to fill time. As I tell you some of my Navy stories and things like that. But is that true?
Ist das wahr?
Or are you maybe not paying attention to the reason I'm telling the story?
Oder, seht ihr nicht, aus welchem Grund?
I am so damn good, you know, my body doesn't have an odor.
Ich bin so verdammt gut, mein Körper
stinkt nicht. But the point is, I told you the story how I would sit on the deck of our ship, under deck, the hangar deck, and they had the big doors open there, and they're shooting off these 5-inch guns out of there, and the 2020s and so forth, and I took my sleeping rack and put it there, and I was in my shorts, letting the sun shine in, give me a tan, while I was watching the guys shooting the guns at the kamikazes that were coming at the ship. And you're saying, oh, you're just trying to say how smart you were and how wonderful you were. And then the fellows would say, how come you're sitting here? You're nuts or something? You know, why don't you get protected, you know? And I said, hey, if the ship goes down, I want to be able to get out. If I'm down below, because I wasn't on duty. If I'm down below, and how do I get up, you know? You want to try a little bit of that?
Die Geschütze abfeuerte und die Kawasaki-Piloten auf uns zuschossen und meine Kollegen haben gesagt, warum bist du nicht unter Deck, um dich zu beschützen? Hier oben hast du überhaupt keinen Schutz und ich sagte, ich bin hier oben, weil wenn dann wirklich irgendetwas passiert, dann bin ich schnell raus.
Right. And I'd read to these guys from the Unity books, you know, beautiful positive statements.
Und ich ich habe denen positive Sachen von den Unity-Büchern vorgelesen.
They said, Barley, you're so cool.
Und die sagten, Barley, du bist so cool.
Why?
Warum?
As the saying would go in other circles, I made my peace with God. I like myself. I have no concern. And of course, I was 18. And at that age, you know, you're indestructible. But why did I tell the story? I tell the story because I want you to know that you don't have to feel fear or panic in a fearful or panic situation.
Ich erzähle die Geschichte, um euch zu sagen, dass ihr nie Angst oder Panik zu haben braucht in einer angstvollen Situation.
You're not destined or fated to have those experiences.
Ihr seid nicht vorbestimmt, diese Erfahrung zu haben.
You can be at peace within yourself. We had different people in our different seminars who used to cough. And they did their very best to get attention. They always wanted us to look over at them and say, oh, Gesundheit, you're whole and perfect. So whenever you hear someone do something like that, you know why they do it.
So when immer du jemanden husten hörst, dann weißt du, warum sie es tun.
Can you think of anyone in particular in any of our seminars who did that?
Kennt ihr jemanden speziellen aus unseren Seminaren, der das getan hat? In Leno.
Yeah.
Ellen sagt in Leno.
And one was Bertha too.
Und eine war Bertha.
You see, sometimes Ellen is so close to people, she doesn't pay attention to those things. And that's good. That's good because you're untouched by it. And neither John nor Anita were touched by the saint's actions. Well, think of these things now. Humanity buys into the status quo.
Die Menschheit kauft den Status quo.
Versteh? Hast du das versteht? Hast du das verstanden?
Ja.
Good. All of you, do you understand? Status quo.
Den Status quo.
Would anyone like to tell me in 3 or 4 words or less what status quo means? Anita, what does status quo mean?
I'm not sure.
Well, say what you're not sure. No. You are staff. They are the audience here. So, what's status quo? Anybody want to say?
That something would just exist now, and then it can change. Now it is as it exists, but it can also change.
Anybody want to try it again?
It's like the norm. It's just the what has been happening and what you expect to happen.
It's the norm, and it's going to continue to be the norm until people change their attitudes. It's essentially what you're saying, Ingeborg, but it's a little more than that. You had something to add now, Sylvia, about status quo?
No, I just translated it. And I said is something that we like to stay the same.
Yeah. Equanimity, him.
Yeah.
Now, why is it that the world likes the status quo? Why did the Russians like, what was his name? Stalin? I mean, he was terrible. But they loved him. And today, if the majority of the Russians could have Stalin back, they'd love it. They remember him as being someone who provided them with everything. The Germans would love to have Hitler back. Hitler made Germany into a great, wonderful country. Kaiser Wilhelm did the same thing. And what's our friend over in France? Papa. What's his name?
Napoleon.
Huh? No, well, Napoleon, yes, he was one of them. But I'm talking about one of the current ones. Huh?
De Gaulle.
De Gaulle, yeah, but there's a big glass building. I'm not hearing his name. But anyhow, he was a very dynamic, forceful person. And then the Tammany Hall in New York. This was a political group who built New York into the great city it is today. But everybody hated Tammany Hall because he took so much money for himself, no more than anybody else, but he took it openly. And now, 60 to 70 years later, they think he was the greatest voice that ever came to New York. And they have written a book in honor of his work that he did. I tell you, Nixon is going to have a great role in history as one of the greatest presidents of the United States. One of the greatest statesmen. And people say, oh no, he was impeached, kicked out, you know. He got caught for doing what all the other guys were doing without getting caught. Now, what kind of a role are you playing in life? Do you want to play a role in which you might tarnish your soul? Or do you want to keep the status quo? Don't shake the boat. Keep everything normal. Verstehe? Okay. So we want to watch that because it really is no fun playing the status quo. Do you think that any of you present today are status quo people? Every one of you are dreamers. Every one of you feel that your way of life, your way of thinking is the way. But your way for you. You don't feel that you have to push your way of thinking on anybody. Your status quo in that respect, but only there. You feel that what you're doing is perfectly acceptable. Now, what would you think if your husband or your dad or your brother did this? Well,
John Charles Dainty,
I'm going off to the Mount Everest and I'm going to climb it. Dad, can I go too?
Dad, kann ich auch gehen?
No, son, you're not old enough yet.
Nein, Sohn, du bist nicht alt genug.
More or less. And so, Dad climbed Mount Everest. And he came back down again. And he reported he had a fine trip. He's one of a very small cadre of people who have done that. Now, would you say he was normal? No way. A normal person would never put himself in such danger like that. And what has he done to his son? He has ripped all normalcy out of his son. And he has made his son into a unique individual who walks his own path, thinks his own thoughts, and flies his own life. He's been on Everest, he's been on every mountain. And Baldy up here in Yosemite, or whatever they call it, what do they call it?
El Capitan and Halftone.
El Capitan and Halftone.
El Capitan und der Halbdom.
Halfdome. And you know what he does? He's not called Spider-Man for nothing. He just takes his fingers and his toes and walks up the mountain. He puts a tack in here and there in the stone just to give him a little more secure footing, but ordinarily. And you know what he loves to do? Now you tell me that you love to do this too. He loves to take a hammock and swing, sleeping from a hammock hanging by a spike in the wall on the side of the mountain. Is that the status quo?
Is that normal?
Now, would we expect any less out of John than the magnificent stories that he tells us and the writing that he does? And you know why John is here? With the rest of you? He is here to learn to be himself and have fun. And along the way, he's going to show us a few miracles that he picked up. Like levitation, teleportation, things like that. Right, John? Well, expect it from him. Expect it from him. The better thing is to expect it from yourself, but... But not the status quo. None of you are status quo people. The saint, he came over here twice now from Switzerland. And he is improving each time immeasurably. Sapphire came up here one time to do a few things and she just never could leave. She said, there's no problem, her car knows the way. But why are you here? Are you here because it's become a habit? Or are you here because you know that here you're encouraged to be all that you can be? And here I take away your sacred icons. Your sacred icon of saying, I've got to tell you my problem so you know what my problem is before we can work on the solution. If I don't tell you my problem, I'm going to burst. And I say, I don't give a hoot and holler in hell about your problem. Kein Interest. All I'm interested in is what you say you want. And I don't want to wait until the snow falls to shovel it. I buy my snow blower before the snow falls.
kaufe meinen Schneeblaser.
And when the snow falls a couple little times, they go whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. A little louder, please. Excellent. And so then, when it comes down more, I do that again, and it's nothing, no problem. This is what you want to do. If you concentrate on the problem can overwhelm you.
Wenn du dich auf das Problem konzentrierst, dann wird es überschwänglich.
If you concentrate on the solution, you're as happy as can be.
Und wenn du dich auf die Lösung konzentrierst, dann bist
and
du
in this light,
endlosen Licht.
I do not carry another man's burden on my back.
Ich trage
when someone tells me their troubles, I say, hey, super!
When jemand mir seine Probleme erzählt, sage ich, hey, super!
You broke your leg. You want another one? That's great. Yeah.
Dein Bein gebrochen.
Oh, your wife died?
So, deine Frau ist gestorben.
How about the rest of your kids? They're dying too? Herb! So, you see, I know. So, you see, the big thing is, if you would keep yourself pure of all of the world's problems, and only concentrate on the solutions that look around you to be lots of fun to see, the problems disappear. To rehash an old story, my wife used to write me letters. We separated and we were contacting each other every day and writing. We still love each other very much. And as she would write, she would tell me all the little problems that she had during the day. Just normal, you know, status quo talk. And then she'd say, I bought some new shoelaces. My whole letter was about her new shoelaces and how wonderful that was. I never responded to her problems. After a while, she didn't write her problems anymore. They weren't there anymore. She gave them no concentration, and they were not present in her life. I would not accept them in my life. She's living her own life. What she wants to do is her business. I live my own life. What I want to do is my business. And I want to see everything beautiful and good. I see every person. How? Whole and perfect.
Ganz und vollkommen.
I see every person.
Ich sehe jede Person.
Yeah?
Independently wealthy.
Rich! Independently wealthy.
Unabhängig reich.
Isn't that nice? Ooh, I tell you, wouldn't you like me to think about you being independently wealthy than having a lot of debts? These are the eggs that are laid in our life. Do you want a bad egg that smells like a, you know, bad egg? Oh, they smell terrible. Or do you want the good egg? And we go back to our golden goose again, don't we? If you buy a goose that lays ungolden eggs, you're going to have ungolden eggs. You buy a goose that lays golden eggs, you're going to have golden eggs. So, if you're going to have a wife or a husband, Have one that lays golden eggs. Always positive, joyous, happy, filled with love, filled with peace. Looking for the good under all circumstances. We got a letter from a woman today, and she says, Dr. Barley, I talked to you on the phone, and you wrote me a letter, and in the letter you told me I'm whole and perfect, I'm this and that and the other thing. And she says, you know, I did all the things you told me to do, and it works!
Und wir haben heute einen Brief von einer Frau bekommen, und sie hat gesagt, Dr. Barley, ich habe mit Ihnen am Telefon gesprochen, Sie haben mir gesagt, dass ich gesund und vollkommen bin, und ich habe das alles getan, und wissen Sie was? Es funktioniert.
And that's what I say to you.
Und das ist das, was ich euch sage.
Humanity buys into the status quo, but you are not human.
Die Menschheit kauft den Status quo, aber ihr seid.
You are divine.
Ihr seid göttlich, ihr tut das nicht.
And on that, I will draw this wonderful lesson to a close.
Und mit dem schließe ich.